welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Isaiah. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Chapter 53. This is a prophecy about the death of Jesus Christ. And we was looking at Isaiah 53, the last lesson. And we looked at Isaiah 53 and 3, 4, and 5. And we stopped there at 5, where it says, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Now, at the top of your page, it says Isaiah 53 and 3. That should be Isaiah 53 and 5. Isaiah 53 and 5. And that's what we're going to be looking at. We're going to look at this one verse tonight. And we asked the question in our last lesson, is there healing in the atonement? And so we want to answer that question, but we want to answer three questions tonight. The first question is healing in the atonement? The second question, what is a healing to a believer? And the third question, can we claim our healing? Those three questions. Those are the three questions that we will be answering tonight. Let's deal with question number one. Question number one is healing in the atonement. Now, when I say in the atonement, do everybody understand what I'm talking about when I say the atonement? I'm talking about the death of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the cross of Jesus, what Jesus done on Calvary's cross. Did Jesus pay for our physical healing? A lot of theologians, they say that when Jesus died on the cross, and this verse over here in Isaiah 53 and 5, where it says, "But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." They say everything there is spiritual, not physical. Did you look at that? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. So they are saying everything there is spiritual. Well, I disagree with that, because he died for our sin, but when sin don't just have a spiritual effect on you, sin affects you in every area of your life. It affects you body, soul, and spirit. Yeah, and so the way I answer that, I say yes. Yes, there is healing in the atonement, because Jesus' death paid for our bodies, our soul, and our spirit. When Jesus died on the cross, that was a redemption price that was paid. And so Jesus, he bought our body, soul, and spirit. Now, let me show you in the text over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Are y'all with me, by the way? You find that over in the New Testament. Look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll look at verse 19 and 20. It says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Wait a minute. My body is not my own? How can that be? Notice verse 20. Because ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God, where? In your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see that? Amen. God bought your body. Why is that? Because he wants to get in your body. Your body is his house. He's looking for a house when he come to earth. And he wants your body to be his house. See, a spirit has to have a body in order to really manifest itself in a visible way. Amen. 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 That's just like a car. You don't see cars just going down the highway by themselves. No. Why is that? They need drivers, don't they? Amen. Now, they are coming up with these cars now that, you know, you can get out and then you can let it do some parallel parking. Have y'all seen them new cars they got coming out? These new cars, you just, because a lot of folks can't parallel park, you know, that car parallel park it for you. Bag back and put on right on in there now for you. Amen. But if I start seeing cars going down the highway, ain't no drive up in there. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 But look right there at the text. See, right there in the text. And see, in your body, inside your body, you have a soul inside your body. Inside your body, you have a spirit inside your body. See, your body keeps you in contact with this ground, with this earth. Your soul keeps you in contact with your body. And your spirit keeps you in contact with God, or the spirit world. So all three has a different function. But if God can get your body, he got all three. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go on a little bit further. So I believe that healing is in the atonement, that Jesus did die for our healing. Another reason I believe that is because of what it says over in John 19 and 30. Turn with me to John 19 and 30. You got your Bibles tonight, because you're going to need your Bible now. Amen. Amen. You know, that was the problem I had with Job's friends. They was trying to counsel him without a Bible. I don't let folks try to counsel me without a Bible. Hello, somebody. John 19, chapter 19, verse number 30. Look at what the Bible says. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said what? "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. What's finished? He says, it's finished. What's finished? The work of redemption. Jesus came to this earth to pay the price for our sins. And he did that on the cross. And in paying the price for our sins, he purchased us back to himself. He lost us. Our man was lost, but now he has been found. That's like the songwriter, The Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And so Jesus, he paid the price, and he says, it is finished. Now, if redemption, now, stay with me on this. If redemption and healing of the body is not in the atonement, that means that Jesus got to come back to this earth and do some more work. That means it's not finished. See? Amen. See? That means that something is incomplete. That means our bodies is not paid for, or something paid for yet. Amen. So atonement, healing is in the atonement. I'm clear this evening. Healing is in the atonement. Now, y'all stay with me now. Stay with me, because we're going a little bit deeper. But I want to get that first question answered. Is healing in the atonement? Let me ask again. Is healing in the atonement? We believe that healing is in the atonement, because when Jesus said it's finished, nothing else needs to be done. Amen. Amen. And he has, whatever is wrong with us, he paid for it to be made right when he died on the cross. So whether it's a spiritual healing, a physical healing, a mental healing, all that is paid for at the cross. When the songwriter said Jesus paid it all, what do all mean? That means everything. He paid it all. Amen. That's why the next verse said, all to him we owe. Amen. All. I owe him my heart, my soul, my mind, my body. I owe him everything. Amen. Because he paid for it all. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, let's move on a little bit further, because we're getting ready to get sticky. Now, y'all stay with me. Buckle up your seatbelts now. What is a healing to a believer? Y'all stay with me. What is a healing to a believer? When God heals your body, what is that to a believer? It's a benefit. That's what it is. The answer, it's a benefit. Look here in Psalms 103. You got your Bible? You got to have a Bible now. Amen. Oh, I love to hear these pages turn. Folks turning pages. Amen. Now, if you turn in pages to the New Testament, you're going the wrong way. You need to go to the left this time. We're going backwards. Over here to the middle of the Bible, the book of Psalms. And this is one of my favorite psalms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Psalms 103, start with verse number 1. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget all the benefits that God has bestowed upon believers. Not everybody get these benefits. It's just like when you work for a company, you have benefit. They have a benefit package. You know, when you go on a job, you're supposed to, when you go on that job interview, there should be a two-way interview. Most of the time, folks, when we go on a job interview, the man who's doing the hiring normally interview us. And we just, a lot of time, are just happy, number one, to be on the interview. And then we just happy when the man, you know, make mention of how much he's going to pay. Ooh, that much? Oh, thank you. You know? But then a lot of time, you know, and the man say, you know, I'm on hire. When can you start? He say, I can start, you know, immediately. I can start tomorrow, you want me to. And so we get that job. And a lot of time we go home and say, you got your job. Everybody happy. And they say, what kind of benefits you got? I ain't asking about that. I just, do we have health insurance? We got life insurance, dental insurance. What about the vacation? Do you get 1 week or 2 weeks? I ask them about that tomorrow. Amen. Because we just happy. But benefits is what's important. Amen. That's why companies today, they are scracking and stuff over the benefits. They already got the job, but they fighting to hold on to some of them benefits because the company want to cut back on some of the benefits. And David says, we ought to praise God. We ought to bless God with everything we got on the inside because of the benefits. Somebody, if you're talking to somebody and you say, hey, you ought to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And they say, why should I accept Jesus as my Savior? Not only because when you die, you're going to go to heaven, but you got some benefits while you're on earth. Don't you want some benefits? Amen. Yeah, see, a lot of times folks, they be trying to witness to folks, and they say, you ought to come on to church. You ought to give your life to Christ. And they say, why? And they say, because you're supposed to. But people don't just do things because they're supposed to. How many of y'all know that? Amen. You don't just go wash the dishes because you're supposed to. Amen. The reason you just wash them dishes because you know ain't nobody else going to wash the dishes, so I'm going to go wash the dishes. Amen. But it'll be so much better if you know there was a benefit tied to it. Amen. When there was an incentive tied to it. I used to hear folks and them talk about, you know, they're going to get an allowance. They get an allowance because, you know, I couldn't go to the ball game because I had to, you know, do some chores around the house so to make sure on Saturday I would get my allowance. Amen. Say, I can't even hardly pronounce it because we never got no allowance. Mama just said, go wash the dishes. Amen. Amen. And my mama had switches all over the house. She had them standing in this corner, that corner, under the table, and everywhere, boy. Ooh, my wife saw that, and that's how she trained our boy. She's had switches everywhere. Amen. But don't forget the benefits. Now, look at the benefits. Look at the benefits. Verse number 3, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Do you know one disease can take you out? One disease can destroy you. Well, the scripture says Christ redeems us, thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Boy, that's preaching material right there. If I didn't have no sermon for Sunday, I would use that. That's shouting material right there. Amen. That's shouting material there. Boy, I see 3 points right there. Don't y'all see the 3 benefits right there? Forgiveness, healing, redemption. Look at that. That's Sister Dale. Oh, that's the now. You can't be going up there preaching now. Amen. 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 But isn't that good right there? Amen. Amen. So that's a benefit. So healing to a believer is a benefit. That's part of your, that comes with your being saved. Because you get, you're saved. Now that's enough right there. If God didn't do nothing else for you, that would be enough. But he said, I'm going to throw in some benefits. Throw in some benefits. Throw in some benefits. And that's a benefit. That's a benefit who forgives every one of your sins. Ah. That's why. See, people don't understand. Even from this verse right here, I can teach and I can preach eternal security. Oh, I can teach from that verse right there, Reverend. I can teach right there, once saved, always saved. Why is that? Because when he forgive you of your sins, he forgive you of all of them. So if you can lose your salvation, that means what sins he didn't die for. What sins he didn't forgive you for. See, when Christ forgives you of all your sin, that's at a definite point in time. You may get saved at 20 years old. But you say, but if I live to be 70, that means that's 50 more years. And in that 50-year time, I'm probably going to mess back up. Christ already know that. See, when he saved you, he saved you all the way to your 70th birthday and then beyond. But he saved you as long as you're going to be on this earth. Yeah. He paid for all your sins, the ones in the past, the present, and the future. See, we don't know about people, what they're going to do tomorrow, what they're going to do 10 years from now. But God do. That's why when you mess up tomorrow, now hopefully you don't mess up tomorrow. So I ain't prophesying. See, the pastor was prophesying that I'm going to mess up tomorrow. No, I ain't prophesying. I'm telling you right now. You didn't have to mess up. Yes, I did, because the pastor prophesied. When you that's a benefit, okay? That's a benefit. So what is healing to a believer? The first thing, it's a benefit. But secondly, it's the children's bread. It's the children's bread. Look here over in Matthew chapter 15. Now we're going back to the New Testament. Going back to the New Testament, the first book of the New Testament. Are y'all getting this? I want you to get it now. We're getting in some deep waters. Amen. We finna get sticky. I want y'all to look at this story, because we finna get sticky. We finna divide the boys from the girls.
Sent down the glory. If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.